From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. Well, the Miami Dolphins say they've reached an agreement with Miami-Dade County's mayor to hold a referendum next month on a plan to use hotel taxes to help pay for a nearly $400 million upgrade to Sun Life Stadium. Public money would be used for about 30% of the project, which also requires approval by the Florida legislature. Meanwhile, Florida's freshman Senator Marco Rubio is facing heat to get an immigration reform bill through Congress. But has he really changed his stance? Here to discuss, Miami Herald political reporter Mark Caputo. So starting, Mark, with the Dolphins deal, what are the chances of the team getting the blessing of the legislature?
The legislature is going to be more inclined, and so far has been more inclined, to give the Dolphins the money and a vote on the issue. Because, again, what the Dolphins are asking for is they're asking not only for the money, but they're saying, look, let's have a public referendum. And that gives lawmakers kind of a pass. They won't get accused of raising taxes. They're going to say, look, we're letting people decide. The Dolphins are saying, look, in addition to allowing a vote, we'll also repay some of the money back to taxpayers. So when you put all these things together, it's certainly a better deal for legislators to vote on. They won't face as much backlash, presumably at the polls. But then if it gets on the ballot, there's still a big question as to whether or not it's going to pass. And the specter of the bad deal from the Miami Marlins Stadium hangs over everything.
So, Mark, what are our local politicians saying about their degree of support for stadium renovations, or is that sort of the third rail of local politics?
It's pretty third raily. The Dade delegation, by and large, in the state legislature appears to oppose this. We haven't had full votes of the full legislature, so we haven't tallied it up. But certainly there's pretty strong opposition coming from Dade state lawmakers. There's also an interesting thing is U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who lives in Miami and one day wants to head the Dolphins, or has called that his dream job, when asked this question, I think, by Time magazine, he straight up ducked it. So it's certainly a third rail for him. And for the state legislators more closer to home, this is kind of a risky vote, because even if you're not specifically voting to raise taxes and you're Republican, you can still be accused of it.
Speaking of Marco Rubio, he's a member of the Senate's Gang of Eight. And that contingent is still trying to come up with a deal on immigration reform that makes people in Congress happy. What is the latest with that?
The latest with that is that there's not much that's the latest. We're kind of grinding on and on. They wanted to have legislation by now, and it's not out. And advocates on all sides are growing more and more antsy. I think the immigration reform advocates who tend to be on the liberal side of the spectrum are growing more concerned, and they're starting to step up pressure specifically against Rubio, as well as some of the other lawmakers. Even Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, has felt some of their wrath. There's concerns about the length that the pathway to citizenship would take and the like.
In your column this week in the Miami Herald, you wrote about Senator Rubio's nuanced new approach to immigration reform. How has it changed since we heard about this initial proposal in January?
Well, the big thing with Rubio that's changed is in 2010 and right up until the end of last year, he called a pathway to citizenship amnesty. And now he's essentially embraced one. My column, I really kind of focused on is kind of how the immigration advocates and to a degree the Beltway media are kind of not understanding Rubio. Everyone's kind of filling in the blanks. He's a big Rorschach to them. They don't quite know him. And they assume that he's skittish and nervous and he's changing his tune. I don't really see that. He's been pretty consistent all along. He might not back the project in the end if they don't meet his various standards on future flow of immigrants, a guest worker permit program, and a pathway to citizenship that's not a blanket amnesty. That's the new word he uses, blanket amnesty.
Miami Herald political reporter Mark Caputo. Mark, as always, thanks for your time. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.